This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
At 855-453. I still do want to talk about the Silk Road situation. You actually sent me this story a couple days ago, Daryl, and we really haven't gotten to it yet. So that's still on tap here on Free Talk Live. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. It's Ian and Daryl in the studio. Our toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Shaquille O'Neal has been attacked by the police,
but not that Shaquille O'Neal.
Apparently, I was wrong in thinking that it was Shaquille O'Neal. I watched the video, and I thought, you know, that's weird. Shaquille O'Neal doesn't have hair, doesn't have kind of dreadlock-looking hair.
Yeah.
But then when the man is being attacked, Shaquille is being attacked, it's like the cop rips his hair off. It's like he's pulling back a wig. That one of the freeze frames here, you can see a very bald head on the man who's being attacked by the police in one of the frames. And as I was watching, I saw this happen. It looked like the cop pulled off a wig during the attack. So I thought, well, maybe it was Shaquille O'Neal, but, you know, walking around in disguise. It's not uncommon for people who are celebrities to walk around in disguise. Not that
and
really
with the tussle happening completely on the ground, it's hard to tell that the person's not 7'2".
True. I wasn't able to ascertain how tall the man was. Certainly, Shaquille O'Neal is a hard man to disguise, given that he has to have, like, custom cars built for him that he can actually fit into.
This individual in Chicago also named Shaquille O'Neal is only 24.
Yeah.
The basketball player is somewhere near 40.
Which probably means that his parents were basketball fans and literally named their kid after Shaquille O'Neal. But regardless, that doesn't make what happened to
basketball player's 44, so
yeah. So that doesn't make what happened to the other Shaquille O'Neal here, the young Shaquille O'Neal, any less horrifying or wrong. So we'll share that with you here in moments. But Trey is on the line listening in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Trey.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my phone call. I hate to bring this up because I know Daryl don't like it when you bring up stories from a couple of days ago. But
not me. I think it's completely legitimate to do that because not everyone listens to Free Talk Live live.
Right, but there are some callers that every time they call, the only point of their call is to say, a couple days ago, you didn't let me finish what I was saying on blah, blah, blah,
well,
and that gets
really
annoying.
There's only one caller who does that, but go ahead, Trey.
At the end of Saturday's podcast, I just got there listening to it. Y'all said that news site, I had it on the tip of my tongue. Before it's news, y'all said that's not a real news site. I didn't realize that. I knew they had
some credible stories.
But it's just a conspiracy theory site. So, you know, take what you get. You take what you get there with a grain of salt or 20 grains of salt.
I wouldn't say it's a completely conspiracy site because they will republish things that I write.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, they also publish a bunch of stuff that is absolutely false that comes from, you know, things like Prison Planet and other sites that don't actually fact check anything.
Well, given that in the headline they use the term UFO, it's kind of an indicator that this might be a bit of a kooky website. But nonetheless, you gotta take
it with a grain of salt.
Reporting with a grain of salt. Even mainstream media, they frequently get facts wrong on purpose. It seems like.
Well, and sometimes they just don't fact check stuff at all. Remember, there was the story a couple of years ago where there was some satire site that posted a story claiming that the North Korean state media had claimed that North Korea's space program landed on the sun. And mainstream media was picking this up as if, you know, the North Korean state media had actually made these claims.
Not even possible. Anyway, Trey, what else did you want to share? Go ahead.
Okay, I was going to talk about freedom for a second.
Yeah.
I've been watching a lot of these reality shows like Mountain Men and Alaskans and stuff. They're the only ones that really seem like they're free living out in the woods. You know, when I'm, you know, they ain't having cops and stuff bother them. Does that make any sense?
Well, as long as they pay their property taxes, right?
Yeah,
because a lot
true.
Of these mountain men are still, they're still being charged property taxes, even though they're on a very, very undeveloped plot of land, so the taxes aren't very high, but they are likely being charged something.
Well, and then I remember there was the movie Grizzly Man about this guy that tried, like, living in a tent on a national park, and, well, he was ultimately eaten by the grizzlies, but the park rangers were harassing him and saying, you're not allowed to camp here more than X number of days.
Right.
And so, like, he would then just, like, move his tent a little bit.
No, I'm camping there.
Yeah.
I'm no longer here.
Yeah, and that's part of what he was arguing, and they were like, no, you can't actually live here. And he was like, but why not?
Well, that makes sense. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, man. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate that. Toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Put the phone down! Yelled the plainclothes Chicago cop at a witness after stomping on Shaquille O'Neal's head, while another officer on top of him. They spotted the victim, Shaquille O'Neal, no, not the NBA legend, in a drug deal and chased him, leading to a struggle on the ground while the cop attempted to handcuff him. The second cop's blow knocked him unconscious instantly. Chicago police dropped the possession charges against Shaquille O'Neal after the video gained publicity, but later arrested him on charges of aggravated battery by strangulation and aggravated battery of an officer when the bystander gave a copy of the video to authorities. According to local news reports, the video begins with a plainclothes officer reaching for his gun after the victim on the ground tries to get up. He's gonna shoot us, a bystander yells. The cop apparently has second thoughts about shooting Shaquille O'Neal, who apparently wanted to get up, and goes back to struggling to handcuff him. The first cop looks around, reaches for the gun in his belt again when the camera pans to the right, when the second cop yells, "Get back! Get back!" slamming the door to an unmarked SUV, then calling for backup. "He's calling backup," yelled a bystander. "Yeah, I'm calling backup." "For what, bitch?" a bystander yells. "Y'all scary as hell." About 39 seconds into the video, the second cop walks over and stomps on the man's head into the pavement, which knocks him unconscious as his limbs go limp before several other officers arrive on the scene. Bystanders begin yelling at the cop, who then walks toward the camera, yelling back at them, "Get the F back! Get the F back!"
So here's my question, and I realize that, you know, you're not necessarily the kind of person, Ian, who would physically tussle with somebody that came up and grabbed them from behind. But if someone wearing jeans and a black t-shirt...
Yeah, this cop is completely...
...came up and grabbed you, would you not... You know, again, let's use the reasonable person,
yeah.
Which actually that is the legal term, the reasonable person test. A reasonable person would think that it's just some thug trying to start a fight.
Absolutely.
You would then attempt to defend yourself.
And the cop on the ground with the man, he does appear to be wearing some kind of vest, but there's not a whole lot of identification even on that officer. So the man who conducts the curb stomp is who you're referring to. He's wearing jeans.
I'm referring to both of them appear to be wearing jeans and T-shirts to me, what I'm seeing in this video.
Yeah, I can see a vest of some sort on the cop that's on the ground, but again, that doesn't mean anything. Right. And, of course, it's not uncommon for criminals to masquerade as police as well.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think you're right about that, Daryl. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You may Skype into the show here. Skype username is lrn.fm. We can talk more about the other Shaquille O'Neal being attacked by undercover cops, it appears, in Chicago. Wonderful place. It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here on the radio. Bring up anything you want.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-9372. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-9372. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-9372. That's 1-800-945-9372.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio land. Toll free number 855 Ian here.
And Daryl.
Also, Bitcoin, stateless, free market, non-political currency. You don't have any yet? Well, price come down a little bit today. It's down around $700 per Bitcoin. Of course, it's up over $300 over the last month. So it's actually been a really good month for Bitcoin. But still, it might be a good time to get into it. You never really know. You know, don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. It could go to zero. So obviously don't put any money into something that is like this, that is uncertain of its future. But I think the future of Bitcoin is bright. Don't put money in you can't afford to lose, is what I meant to say. I think the future is pretty bright. And I'm somebody who's in this for the long haul. I'm not just in this for some sort of short-term gain, going to wait till it goes up and sell it. I think Bitcoin really is an amazing development that is changing the world and that more people are going to come on board with it. So I'm hanging on to it. But you should do what you want. Go to Bitcoin.com and learn more about Bitcoin. You can get started with the free Bitcoin wallet like Jax, JAXX.io, but get started by learning about what Bitcoin is and how it can't be inflated or controlled by any government. So stop helping the state by using the state's money. You can use Bitcoin in most places in the world. It's totally legal to do it. Bitcoin.com. As we go back to the story about the other Shaquille O'Neal, the 24-year-old Shaquille O'Neal in Chicago who was curb stomped without the curb. The cop just stomps him right out on the flat concrete.
Yeah.
As he is being, he's scuffling a little bit with the officer.
With someone who is in jeans and what appears to be a t-shirt with possibly some kind of vest over top of it.
The allegation is that Shaquille had done some sort of drug deal when an undercover officer attempted to arrest him for it. So I think it's important to point out here that all of this, this violence is completely unnecessary.
Yes.
So what if Shaquille is selling drugs?
Or buying.
Or buying them, whatever. He's not hurting anybody. It's an individual doing business with another individual, two consenting adults, and that should be a legal act in the United States, which is supposed to be a free country, which obviously we know it's not. The war on drugs is leading to all kinds of people being oppressed. But everybody would be okay if these cops had been out investigating a real crime like a murder or a rape or something.
And one thing that's interesting, I was taught in high school 20-plus years ago about how alcohol prohibition was failed policy and, you know, it just wound up making the alcohol more dangerous and people were making gin in their bathtub and, you know, it wound up, you know, people were poisoned and blah, 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 blah. That's why the 21st Amendment overturned alcohol prohibition, and people learned their lesson. But for some weird reason, people have not applied that same logic of alcohol prohibition was a failed policy over a 13-year period to the war on drugs, which has been a failed policy for 45 years.
Yeah, I've been trying to understand that for a long time.
The reason we have an opioid crisis is because cannabis is illegal and a Schedule I substance at the federal level.
Which is the same as heroin, also Schedule I.
Yes.
And anybody
well, opiates, oxycodone.
Oxys
and
are not Schedule I.
Those
right?
are Schedule II, meaning right. that there's recognized medical usage. And doctors write prescriptions for that left and right all the time. And then people get addicted to the opiates.
Yeah, they do.
And, well, because cannabis is illegal, they can't just, you know, switch over to that.
Even though there's evidence that using cannabis to wean oneself off of opiates or while weaning oneself off of opiates or even quitting it cold turkey, that using cannabis,
replacing the opiates with cannabis, 65% of people on average report an improvement in their quality of life.
Yeah, that my old buddy called it marijuana maintenance. And he wasn't joking. He was injecting crushed up pills. Pharmaceutical pills, the hydrocodones, the oxycodones. Yeah. He was injecting those things, and the marijuana helped get him off of that. It really did.
Yeah.
So,
and there's one of the guys running for governor in New Hampshire that he wants to, if he winds up getting his way, charging anyone caught selling fentanyl, he wants to charge with attempted murder.
That's insane. Is that Ginta?
Gatsis.
Gatsis, okay.
The guy that's currently the mayor of Manchester.
So, yep, lots of interesting things happening here in New Hampshire. But back out to Chicago, where there are people on the streets witnessing what happened to Shaquille O'Neal, getting his head stomped into the pavement by an undercover police officer on video. And then the cop threatens the person with the camera, of course, afterwards.
Of course.
Thankfully, the video did get out, yelling to put the phone down after yelling at the people around him to get back. And about 39 seconds into the video, the cop stomps on the man's head into the pavement, which knocks him instantly unconscious. Bystanders were yelling at the police. One, when the other police arrived on the scene shortly thereafter, said, "He just kicked him unconscious." Someone tries to explain as the police arrive. About 100 protesters marched outside of Chicago police headquarters early Tuesday morning last week, alleging excessive force against Shaquille O'Neal. One of the protesters, activist Lamon Record, said, quote, "We're out here at 1 o'clock in the morning because due to the fact of the video being released of a young man experiencing police brutality today on the west side of Chicago, we are tired and we are fed up with the misconduct," unquote. The Chicago Police Department released a statement saying the unnamed cop would be, quote, "relieved of his police powers while the Independent Police Review Authority investigates the case," unquote.
Well, yeah, and I think they're actually doing away with this supposed Independent Police Review Authority in Chicago. Chicago because they found out that they almost always, you know, decide, oh, nothing bad happened.
So
police were completely justified.
Yeah.
And, you know, Rahm Emanuel is at least giving the appearance of doing something, and he's like, all right, we're going to replace this with something that's actually more independent.
Whatever that means.
Yeah.
While Chicago's police union president blamed the anti-police attitude instead of the cop caught knocking a defenseless man unconscious with a kick to the head. Now, I don't know if I would call the man defenseless. He's not a small man. You know, he could be confused with Shaquille O'Neal when on the ground being attacked by the police. I thought this was the real Shaquille O'Neal because I thought he was just wearing a wig. And it looks like he pulls the wig. It looks like the cop pulls the wig off in the video. Did you watch the video? Did you see that part?
What I'm seeing is something that's been edited by Fox 59. So they're interspersing.
You don't have the photography.
Them talking. No, I don't have the photography. Right. It's not a crime.
I'll put a link to the full story in the video on our Facebook and Twitter. You can check it out.
Yeah, so what I'm seeing is they're showing snippets of the video and then a reporter
gotcha.
And then family spokesman and then snippet of the video. But I did see where they pause at one point and Shaquille has his hand up under the police officer's chin,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, pushing up on his head. And I'm guessing that's the supposed aggravated battery attempted choking whatnot.
Right, because they came back later and charged Shaquille with crimes.
And then he gets his head stomped on.
We'll continue here with what the police union has to say about the video.
Plus O'Neal's attorney.
That's right, 855-453, 855-450-3733, and you can share your thoughts on police violence, because what can be done? Is protesting going to change this? It's Free Talk Live. Yeah, it's not going to.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live inviting you to join us toll free. 855-450-FREE. Call the show Free Talk Live because you can bring up anything that you want. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And, Daryl, you've got a project that you're moving into. You're transitioning out of your run for president.
Yes.
You made a shot at the Libertarian Party's nomination, ultimately didn't get it, sadly, because the Libertarian Party is a shell of its former principled self. And you've moved on to a new project, which is actually kind of an old project, but approached in a new way.
Yeah, I'm trying to sort of monetize the old project.
Old project was?
The old project, and I am sort of shifting a little bit. The old project, I had adopted the election law committee of the New Hampshire State House, the
right.
General court.
Meaning
you
went in there regularly, sat in on their hearings, testified when you could.
Yes.
Watched the executive hearings and all these boring sessions so
yes.
that you could, try to have an influence.
Yes. So what I'm doing now is I will actually be filing with the Secretary of State as a lobbyist. I will be wearing an orange badge when I go to the State House.
I saw you had the badge already.
Yeah, I ordered the badge.
But you haven't filed yet?
I have not yet filed the paperwork.
Okay. Is there a deadline for that or something, or are you just going to do it whenever?
Well, there's quarterly reports and whatnot that have to be done.
Mm-hmm.
I will probably file early next month.
Okay.
I'm waiting on some of the LLC stuff to actually finish going through, where I had ordered the LLC several weeks ago,
yep.
and the company that does that, it's taking a little bit of time. So I want to actually get the LLC paperwork
sure.
in hand, and then I will file. But what I'm doing is basically beta testing a crowdfunded lobbyist for liberty. because, you know, I think most people will agree that it's important to have somebody advocating for liberty ideas in the state house, either as a legislator or testifying to the legislative hearings, going around doing a procedure here in New Hampshire called signing the blue sheets, to where if you don't testify on the bill, you can sign a piece of paper saying either I support or I oppose. And what I will be doing, hopefully, is every time there's a hearing, to go to Concord. And that's why I'm crowdfunding this, to raise the money to where if I don't make any affiliate relations calls for Free Talk Live, then I'm not taking a financial hit of, you know, no work, no pay.
Now, this has been done before, hasn't it? Weren't there a couple of Free State Project early movers who founded a lobbying firm and went up and took some pro-liberty positions on stuff?
I know they created a Facebook page claiming that they had a lobbying firm, but they never actually, I don't know if they ever received any money, because they never actually filed anything as being lobbyists.
Oh, interesting.
So I
thought I saw them up there with a name badge, but maybe I'm
You mistaken. May have seen them up there. They may have had name badges, but they never filed any.
You checked on it, huh?
I looked.
Huh.
Because I was curious how they had filed, could not find any filings
all
for
right.
them.
So this may be the first legitimate
So
one.
As far as I know, you know, this is the first time anybody's ever tried to crowdfund a lobbyist for liberty, specifically here in New Hampshire. And the goal is $5,000 a year.
Yep.
And I would like to have people make recurring payments.
Sure.
Because then I don't have to worry about, you know, like every month asking, hey, I need, you know. And it's, you know, like approximately $400 a month that I'm trying to get. Right now I've got $45 per month in recurring payments.
Okay.
And I've received a couple hundred dollars in one-time payments.
$45 a month is a good start.
It is. I'm not, you know, trying to downplay that at all.
It's almost a tenth of your goal, right?
It's just over a tenth of the goal.
Yep.
So, you know, like I know that I will be able to wind up getting somewhere near the goal.
Yep.
And you can go to libertylobby.xyz to learn more. You can donate one time in Bitcoin, recurring in Bitcoin, recurring with PayPal.
Libertylobby.xyz.
Yes.
And knowing you, you're going to do this anyway, whether you hit that goal or not. Because
yeah, it's just a matter of will I be able to show up every day, or can I only go, you know, like one or two times a week?
Right. So up to you. And Daryl, of course, will show results because he does a lot of activism here. And I fully think that you should. I hope people will get behind.
And just because the legislative session does not begin until January does not mean that there's not work to be doing, because bills have to be filed before the end of the year.
Yeah.
There's a filing period in September for representatives running for re-election. There's a filing period in November for representatives that are newly elected and those that got re-elected.
Got it.
So these next couple of months, I'm going to have to be talking to state reps, trying to get them to introduce some pro-liberty bills.
Good. Well, I appreciate it. You do a lot of great work, and I hope that you can get some sort of compensation for this. So LibertyLobby.xyz, go and get behind Daryl's campaign there. Speaking of other campaigns, we did launch our satellite fundraiser today. We'll talk more about that, if not tonight, certainly as soon as tomorrow night, because we're putting together one of these head talker things, and that just got approved, but I haven't had a chance to promote it yet. So
nice.
I'm not really ready to kick this thing into total high gear promotion. So, but stand by for that. We'll give you more information as that develops. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So back to the discussion about Shaquille. This is the other Shaquille O'Neal. This is the 24-year-old Chicago Shaquille O'Neal, who was viciously stomped in the head by an undercover or plainclothes police officer in Chicago. It resulted in, rightfully so, protests outside of the Chicago Police Department. 1 o'clock in the morning, there were protesters out there. One of the activists said they're fed up, tired and fed up with police misconduct. And the Police Review Authority will be investigating the case, the so-called Independent Police Review Authority. But the Chicago Police Union president is blaming an anti-police attitude instead of the cop individual caught knocking a defenseless man unconscious with a kick to the head. The unnamed cop was supposedly victimized and subject to criminal behavior without consequence. And Relentless, this is the, again, police union, relentlessly defended the cop getting his job back even after video evidence proved the cop used excessive force. It's just enough. By the way, in this video, it's about a minute long. There's one cop laying on top of Shaquille O'Neal, wrestling with him to attempt an arrest. There's another cop that kind of gets out of a car or wherever he comes from, and he kind of meanders around a little bit. I didn't get the audio from the full occasion, so I don't know if he was yelling at the crowd or what he was doing. But it wasn't like this other cop went down and assisted his buddy.
Right.
You know, no doubt, this Shaquille O'Neal is not a small man, and the cop that's on the ground is having a tough time putting him in handcuffs. So you would think that the cop who's getting out of the cruiser or wherever it is he's coming from is going to come lend a direct hand to his buddy by, you know, grabbing a leg or an arm, putting him in a lock of some sort and, you know, effecting the arrest or helping to effect the arrest. But he doesn't do that. He's like walking around, walks back and forth a little bit, and then ultimately kicks Shaquille O'Neal and stomps him in the head.
Stomp. It's definitely stomp, yeah, more of a stomp than a kick.
I agree. Either way, Shaquille O'Neal is knocked out by the stomp, and then ultimately, obviously they can arrest him at that point. Maybe the cop's excuse for not going immediately to assist his compadre was that, oh, well, there's
crowd
these
control
people around. Right, so there's people with cameras around, and we've got to intimidate them. I mean, it just seems like the priorities are backwards here. I guess,
yeah,
I guess the fear is that the crowd is going to get up and attack the officers. And, of course, there's not really much evidence that that ever really happens. I understand that that could be the fear.
I've seen it happen in one video where it was, I don't know where, but there was some kind of soccer match.
Yes, I was talking about.
You know, police.
I think it was private security, wasn't it?
I don't know. It's hard to tell from the video, but, you know, whoever it was, start, you know, roughing somebody up, and then people from the stands come out and, you know, start defending the guy.
So the cop defender here, the union boss, says it's just another disappointing display of what we consider to be a consistent anti-police attitude. The police are just wondering what it takes to get considered as a viable part of society. He told the Tribune.
Don't stomp people in the head. Don't kick them in the face and say, I tried to kick him in the chest.
Yeah, don't yell and curse at people for recording your business on the streets.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type BABE33 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code BABE33 at AdamandEve.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Well, are protests going to stop police abuse? Well, they haven't so far. And I don't think if you protest harder, that's going to stop police abuse. So what do you do about this? Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. If you want to jump in, share your thoughts here in the remaining moments of this episode of Free Talk Live. You can also join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, then please become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a way for you to get behind Free Talk Live for $5 a month and help us get on more radio stations around the country. There's more internet listeners we could bring on board, new satellite listeners. We can do all of that, but it does take money. So please, join the AMP program. Get the perks. Get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only podcast. And get all the details over at amp.freetalklive.com. Sign up with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right there on the website at amp.freetalklive.com. A-M-P, AMP. freetalklive.com. So, just a real quick, refresh here. Shaquille O'Neal, not the NBA player, although I thought it was him. You know, the video's not real clear, and the dude's big. He certainly could pass for Shaquille O'Neal when he's laying on the ground being attacked by the police.
Yeah.
And he also has his, like, wig pulled off, which is kind of weird. So it almost looked like Shaquille was wearing a wig.
I don't know if the guy actually has his hair pulled off or if it's one of those things of, you know, how sometimes video, like the frame will
shaky
sort of
cam.
Skip yeah. to where it looks like something detaches.
I don't know. It looked like it. But anyway, the cops, one of the cops stomps this guy, Shaquille O'Neal, into the pavement. And of course, rightfully so, protesters were out at Chicago police headquarters protesting this through the night last week. But is that going to actually change anything? Is the people that are angry, expressing their frustration and anger, going to result in the police being more cautious? Is it going to result in the police being more courteous and kind and calm? No, absolutely not. In fact, if anything, it's going to result in the police continuing to hate on the people that they perceive as their critics and ultimately give them fuel for, I'm not saying don't do it, by all means, get out there and protest if that's what you feel that you should do. But don't think that it's going to change the way the police will behave in the future. I wish it did, but if there was any evidence that it did, for sure we'd see it by now, because there have been some pretty huge protests.
Yeah.
And in a lot of cases, the police just use the protests as an excuse to crush some more heads. So what can really be done about this? Well, this is nothing that's going to be fixed on the short term.
Right.
You know, you can go and talk to the city council. They're not going to care, because the city council only does what the police want them to do in most places.
For the most part.
Yeah. And so, you know, even like in our case where we had the Bearcat thing, there was huge opposition against the Bearcat. Way more opposition against the Bearcat than just standard police state tactics. And the council did what the police wanted. They brought the Bearcat in, this armored truck, this tank that they brought
because,
the streets.
Ian, the people that were supporting it, they were too scared to say so publicly. That's what I've actually heard city councilors say.
That's interesting.
That they got phone calls and they had letters, and the people that were writing and calling, they were scared to say anything publicly.
Wow. Okay, that's the first time I've heard that one, because there was another city councilor who said that 80 to 90% of the contacts she received were against the Bearcat.
Well, this person also said that, you know, about 80 to 90% was against.
Yeah.
But of the contact that they got that was for, the people said, I'm too afraid to say anything publicly.
To come out and to come to a meeting and speak there. I got it.
Yeah.
Sure, you can talk to the city council. Sure, you can protest. You can try to vote new people in. But ultimately, none of those things are going to change the incentives the police have. And their incentives are to continue to do drug arrests, which leads them to situations like this, where somebody tried to run away after a drug arrest, and then the cops get all amped up on adrenaline, and then they bust somebody's head open.
Speaking of running away, let me read the comment from O'Neill's attorney, Michael Oppenheimer, who says, people run from police for all sorts of reasons. One of the problems is you have a lot of young African-American men who are quite simply afraid of the police, and they're afraid of what police will do to them, and so they run. He added, you clearly have a police officer using excessive force, stomping him, meaning O'Neill, in the head at least twice that I've seen, and then in order to cover what they've done, they add charges like aggravated battery and resisting arrest.
Yeah, it's a ridiculous situation. So my solution here, and it's a long one, is to, if you care about the police state and you would like to oppose the police state, then you've got to get together with people to where your numbers can start to challenge the status, where your numbers, your activists, your concentration of activists can be higher than the number of people who support the police state. Because, like you were saying, Daryl, a lot of these people won't come out publicly.
Right.
They exist. They'll comment on a blog, maybe, but that's about as far as they'll go.
Yeah.
And so there was a police protest, or there was a protest of the police recently in Manchester, New Hampshire, and there were a lot of people on social media and the comment section of the newspaper on the story about the protest that the union leader wrote. There were a lot of comments about, I love the police. The police are great. Police keep us safe. We need the police. These kind of comments. People insulting the protesters. People just being nasty towards the police accountability protesters. But nobody came out to show themselves in real life and actually have a conversation with any of these protesters. There were no counter-protesters there. There might have been a few people driving by, flipping them the bird or whatever.
Right.
But that's not the same thing. It doesn't count as really showing up in real life. So I think that the support for the police state is a mile wide but about an inch deep.
Yes.
And if we can get enough people together peacefully to come together to oppose the police state, to try to influence legislation to disempower the militarization of the police to demilitarize the police, then I think we could have some effect. But we've got a ways to go in that particular plot. That's happening here in New Hampshire. There are a bunch of people from around the globe who are coming here. Many of them coming because of the Shire Society at shiresociety.com, which is a decentralized effort. There's no board of directors or membership in the Shire Society. It's just a declaration that you can sign, and that declaration is a declaration of your own personal independence. You then can start plotting your move to New Hampshire, where pretty much any town you end up in, especially the larger cities, will have a myriad of activists that you can get to know and join in with whatever different activist projects that you want to. So definitely check out the Shire Society at shiresociety.com because there's no easy solution to this. The whole incentives of policing have to change. If the police are no longer enforcing victimless crimes, then there'll be far fewer interactions between them and normal people that might result in the police doing something stupid and dangerous and possibly deadly to the people with whom they're interacting. If the police are only investigating actual crimes where someone's victimized, like a rape victim or a murder or an arson or something like that, then they're not going to be, there's not going to be this adversarial relationship, at least not at the same level with individuals. You won't have a problem with police departments having a difficult time recruiting people like many of them are today, because police will be helping folks again if they're actually investigating real crimes rather than writing out speeding tickets or stop sign tickets or marijuana possession or whatever. So
we got open container.
Yeah, open container. Which, again, comes back around to that discussion we'd had. We'll talk about Ross Ulbricht on another night because I still think that's an important case and it deserves more than just a couple minutes. But the whole open container thing's another great example of the police using an intimidation tactic, using words that sound like an order to get people to comply and ultimately give over evidence to the police of a supposed crime. Now we all know
I need to smell your bottle.
I'm going to have to ask you to hand that over. Is what I've heard them use on.
Because I can't demand.
Correct.
Because I have no probable cause or reasonable suspicion.
Right, so I have to ask.
The law says that I have to ask if I want to smell your container.
And this happens all the time here in Keene, New Hampshire, where there are a bunch of college students every year, fresh batch of victims for the police to take advantage of. Fresh batch of young people who just graduated mostly from government school, where they're not told about their rights, and then their first couple weeks here, they're partying with their friends, their new friends, and they're walking from one house to another, carrying a beer and or something in a bottle or whatever. And the cop shines a flashlight and says, I'm going to have to ask you to hand that over. Now, if it's an actual beer can, then they probably have a reasonable suspicion to actually demand it. But if it's a bottle, a water bottle, say, with a colored fluid in it, as long as that cap's on that bottle, you do not, as my understanding, this isn't legal advice, but you don't have to hand it over to the cop.
Because it's not open.
Well, first of all, it's not open. But secondly, even if it were open, they can't say that they know what's in that bottle simply by the fact that there's a colored fluid in it.
Or if it's a colored bottle.
Yeah, exactly. But if it says beer on the front of it, or they can identify it as a beer can, then they can have reasonable suspicion that there's probably a beer in there. It's unlikely you dump the beer out and put something else in it. But if you want to troll the cops, that would be a fun way to do it.
Right, not A in 2.5.
There's more coming up tomorrow. Join us online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com.
The root cause of most of society's ills is neither malice nor negligence, but a mere superstition, an unquestioned assumption which has been accepted on faith by nearly everyone of all ages, races, religions, education, and income levels. The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose exposes the myths for what it is, showing how nearly everyone, as a result of one particular unquestioned assumption, is directly contributing to violence and oppression without even realizing it. Find The Most Dangerous Superstition on Amazon and LarkinRose.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.